I'm down in the Seifan Mitzvah, this source, the end of the Minyan Ha'efen, at the end of the Minyan Ha'lavin, this source of this Hashmatas HaMitzvah that the Rambam failed to count. When the Hashmatas to the Minyan Ha'efen, this is Sefer Zayin, he thinks that the Rambam forgot to count the Mitzvah of Zechiras Chet Miriam and Zechiras Chet Ha'egah. He suggests, he quotes the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, we have to remember the Chet Ha'egel. He just writes the Tzachik whether this mitzvah is Lidoris or a mitzvah Lishor. Maybe it's only a mitzvah Lishor for those people who worship the Egel. So they have to remember Chazi Hashem, even though they had sinned, Hashem is Baruch who gave him. And then he's Masik, his Maskan is that he thinks that it's a mitzvah Lidoris. Magen Avraham writes like that as well, without quoting the Ramban. Magen Avraham in Simen Samach, also Yalkut Shimoini, that it's a mitzvah, min ha-Torah, to lain, like Parshas Zohar, once a year, every year, to lain the Zechiras Chet Ha'egel. Itoch ha-Klaf, ba-Asara, that you should have a minyan. So the Kriyas ha-Torah this Shabbos, according to this opinion, is a real Kriyas de-Raisa. Kriyas ha-Torah b'chlal on Shabbos, the question. We're going to Gemara the end of Merubah. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, made a takona, shereyel for shloshes yamin b'loi Torah. The Gemara would appear that the Kriya on Sheni v'chamishi in Shabbos is it only a takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, not really Minatur. Although it doesn't really say that in the foolish, one can still insist on like the Ritvor, the Ritvor in Megillah in the back, and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah claim that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is really a Din D'oraisa. Just why did they institute a Kriya on Sheni V'chamishi as well? Kedei Shaleach HaShloshi Tzalim V'lo Torah. So the Kriya on Shabbos has a double function. It's a Chiyuv Minatur, as a key mitzvah of Shabboton, or as a key mitzvah, the Ramban HaChumash writes it in Parshas Emor, key mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh. He says Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that the tzibur should be misasev mikra, like kuri hoed, everybody should get together for the purpose of Torah, for the purpose of tefillah. So to have a public shiur, to have a public shiur, to have a kriyas ha-Torah b'Rabim, to have a tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos Yom Tov, the Ramban claims is a real din d'oraisa. So even if you're all like that it's a din d'oraisa, some say that it's a kima mitzvah Shabbos. But Shabbos means you should. No, Ramban doesn't say that. No. That's Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation. He gave a whole yard to share. That was his interpretation of the Ritvor's opinion. And Megillah. And what Megillah says that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Derech. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Netziv. That's what I said over the Netziv, and the Shulta says like that. That the Mitzvah of Shabbos and the Mitzvah says to be Shoivis and Malacha. In order to give Shabbos and Yom Tov a Shabbos atmosphere, a Yom Tov atmosphere. How do you give a Shabbos atmosphere? Just to Shevi Al-Tasim, by abstaining from Malacha. There's a key mamut to Bishevi Al-Tasim. So it could be like on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes that the one who fasts on Yom Kippur, Harezi Kiyem Mitzvah Sasei, not just an isa to eat, it's a kima mitzvah if one fears. And sometimes you have a kima mitzvah by not doing anything in Shei Zahar. Let's say a nozir, the Rambam writes that the nozir who has observed the Yisurim of Tiglachas and Tumim and Yayin, Harez Akiyah, Mitzvah Sasev, Kodesh Yi, Gadol Peret HaRashi, he fulfills the mitzvah kiyum. It's not just an isa resi, it's a Harez Akiyah, Mitzvah Sasev. You could say it's a kima mitzvah just by abstaining from Malacha. Or one could perhaps say that's well, Rav Soloveitchik thought was pshat in the Ritvor, that the Ritvor wanted to explain how do you make it into a key message just by not doing anything, just by sitting back. They thought that by having Kriyas HaTorah, that's one of the things that you need Bikum Yasei to fulfill the key message of Shabbos. So Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov may be a mitzvah deraisa because of Mikra Kodesh, because of Shabbos or whatever, in addition to the fact that it's a fulfillment of the Takonah de Rabbanim of Shavayach HaShlosh and Tzomim B'loi Kodesh. But this Shabbos, for sure, it's a special kiyum. According to this Ramban and the Magen Avraham, it's Simin Samach, it's a kiyum of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel. What's the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel? That everybody should walk around with a guilty conscience. Should all walk around and realize that they were born in sin. The competition holds up. We have a very cheerful outlook on life. We don't walk around that we're sinning. So it's fakir. The Ramban says in the Hashmatas when he says this mitzvah, so he says it's to remember Chazir Hashem. Even though Bnei Yisrael had sinned, still the Rabban Shalom helped us pull out of it, and he forgave everything, and he didn't wipe us out. Number two, to remember the lesson of Tshuva. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that David HaMelech wasn't really Roy to do the Maisa of Chet Barsheva, and then he saw not really Roy, the Holy Soul should be also the Rin like the Maisa, they really shouldn't have done the Chet Oega. Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of suspended their Bechira Choshes and caused David HaMelech to sin. He caused Bnei Yisrael to sin at the Chet Oega. It really doesn't make any sense. Just 40 days after Maimon HaSinai, and Maimon HaSinai was 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim was going on, the Esther Makas was going on for a whole year. He said, Dom and Badea and Kinim and all of these Makas after Makas after Makas, 10 Makas for a whole year, and he saw Nisim and the Flores, Nisim and Gluyim, and Sitri Yas Yamsuf, and Maimon HaSinai, everything, then they're going to make an ego. Whatever the Pshat is, Kuzari's Pshat, whatever the Pshat is, he's a Pella. The whole thing is a pella. So the Gemara says, "Anachanam, it's a pella." The Gemara says that they didn't do it out of their own bechira choshes, that they were forced into doing it. So the Gemara shoyes akasha. So why would those who worship the ego, why were they punished? If they didn't have bechira choshes, so how could you punish them? So good akasha. So the Gemara shoyes talks about the chidushi ador and that Gemara in Avodizor, that Gimel, that the beginning of Avodizor. We have to, it's a difficult Gemara, but the Gemara has it as an idea over here. The Gemara says that the reason why Hakadosh Baruch Hu caused Bnei Yisrael to sin with the chetah ego in order to teach us Lahoris Tshuva L'Rabim, and by David HaMelech is Lahoris Tshuva L'Yochid, that even if a person, an individual person, or even if the whole Tzibur has sunk into such depth that they worship Avodah Zarah, they're involved in an Eishes Ish, it's possible for the Tzibur or for the Yochid to pull themselves out. Sometimes you can say Asfar L'Chalik, psychologically, the Gemara has on Masechus Sanhedrin, Asfar L'Chalik in a Yochid and a Tzibur. Sometimes you can say it's easier for the Tzibur to pull themselves out because one person can be mechazik the other, and a yochid is more difficult to pull themselves out. Sometimes you can say it's for a faket, the Tzibur, everyone's mechazik everybody else, so they stay down on the bottom of the yochid, no one's mechazik him, so he can pull himself out. So that's where the Torah had to teach the lesson twice, lahoris tshuva the yochid, and lahoris tshuva the rabbi. This is a very important lesson in life. Young people are not so worried about this. Young people don't worry so much about tshuva, about depression, but later in life, a lot of us, especially in our generation, a lot of people reach the mid-40s, the mid-50s, and all of a sudden men, especially, most other women, all of a sudden they realize that they're not successful, because they have a different hashgacha of success, because they see the other guy's making more money, or the other guy travels around the world a lot, the other guy's wife is prettier, whatever, the other guy has a prettier, nicer home. Well, everybody's successful, but he's not successful in the other, in his hasagas, in the hasagas of the other person. Compared to the other people, he's not successful. People are very jealous. And then they decide their failures are not. Then their failures are not. They have to take it out on somebody. So they divorce their wives. It's one of the common reasons why people, men in midlife, by divorcing their wives, is because they feel they have chalomis, that they're not successful, and it's all the wife's fault. A friend of mine who learned in yeshiva have smicha, also rabbanim. They decided in midlife that they're failures and they divorced their wives and they're estranged from their children and they're estranged from their balabatim and all the people in the community. It ruins families, it ruins society. It's a tremendous, tremendous problem that people have depressions and they can't pull themselves out of the depression. People are sad. They think that they're not successful, and they don't realize that the koyach to become successful is within themselves. They can change themselves, or they can have a different outlook on life and realize that they are being successful. That's the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is not only from averus. Tshuva is from being in a miserable mood also. A person is a lousy mood. So he should realize that he has to do tshuva. He should cheer up. Things can be worse. He should cheer up. The things are wonderful. Things are wonderful. It's just that he has to have a positive outlook on life. Young people are cheerful b'chlal. But by all the people is important. This lesson of tshuva is very important. People have to be cheerful.
Did we want to say
that I mentioned the Torah Tmim in his autobiography. Mekor Baruch suggests that how can there be Rishonim who claim that Parshas Parah is deraisa? It doesn't make any sense. Wisdom of so different suggestions are given. The Gaon says it's a misprint, a Tosef, and others give suggestions. So the Torah Tmim suggests that maybe this is the idea behind Parah. Rashi and Chumash quotes Rav Moshe Adarshan, and it's a medrash like that. Tavo Heim with Kaneach Tzoaz Beno. That the idea of Korah Adum is that it should serve as a kapora for the Chet HaEgel. The Korah is the mother of the Egel. So Tavo Heim with Kaneach Tzoaz Beno. So his suggestion is that since the whole idea of the mitzvah of the Chiras Chet HaEgel is to remember the lesson of Tshuva, but rather than read the Parshas Chet HaEgel, we should rather read the Parshas Korah Adum. That's the kapora. That it's possible to do kapora. Rav Baruch Epstein in his autobiography, that's called Mekor Baruch, could be Lady Tanchumish also. I was a little boy, I used to read his autobiography. I came across it. I don't know if it's original, it could be that he quotes it from, a lot of things that he has, he quotes from others, and he just slips his mind, got to say where he was quoting about.
There's another book, Josephus Brucker.
Yep. In this week's Seder, we read about the Luchas HaRishayim and the Luchas HaShniyos. So Rachik pointed out that it says in the Medrash, I don't know exactly where the Medrash it says, that Al-Pidin, there is a difference between the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in delivering the Luchas Rishonis as opposed to his role of delivering the Luchas Achronis. Rashi quotes the Medrash, part of this Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu in delivering the Luchas Rishonis had the status of a Shliach L'Halachas Kiddushin. The Gemara says that the relationship between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that's similar to a Kiddushin, similar to a marriage. Right, the Baruch Shalom is the Chas and the Bnei Yisrael are the Kalas. So what's the case of Kiddushin? So the Medrash considers the Aseres HaDibris, the Luchas HaBris, are the case of Kiddushin. So there are two types of Shluchim. Sometimes the Chasim can send the Shliach L'Hilochas HaKiddushin, so the Kiddushin is not Chal until the Chasim gives the ring to the Kalas. And sometimes the Kalas can send the Shliach L'Kabolas HaKiddushin, so that when the Chasim gives the ring to the Shliach, the girl is already Mekudeshet. So Rav Soloveitchik said that it says in the Medrash, that there was a chilek between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shniyos. But the Luchas Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu's role was one of a shliach l'hilachas hakiddushin. So until he would have delivered the Luchas to Bnei Israel, the kiddushin wouldn't have been chal. That's why Rashi and Chumash quotes the Medrash that he made up his mind he's going to smash the Luchas and not deliver the ring to the Kala, so she won't be Mekudeshet. So there won't be chayim mishum eishes ishezinsa. You saw that they were worshipping the chetra egel, that's like an eishes ishezinsa. So he decided he's going to smash the luch, he's not going to deliver it. Doesn't deliver the kiddushin, so she's not an eishes ish. Why it's difficult? Because b'nei noach are also muzra avodizorah. Avodizorah is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, for which the chayv misa. One has different opinions, which are various is the b'nei noach chayv misa for. But everybody holds that he's chayv misa for avodizorah. Shpichas dam mitzvahs nuchum, shefech dam ho'adam v'adam dam yishafah. Now with Zohar they all agree. The question is, what about the other seven mitzvahs b'nei noach? But Abu Zohar is one of those that everybody agrees. That's a kasha on the Medrash. The Mefarshim on the Medrash talk about it. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to deliver the luchas? She's going to be like a pnuya. So we won't have the special status of Klal Yisrael. So the Anochi Hashem Lekecha doesn't apply to us. But the old din of seven mitzvahs b'nei noach should still apply. Is that kasha?
But it wouldn't apply anyway until Moshe Rabbeinu would give it to Moshe. Would it apply when Moshe Rabbeinu
would
bring it down?
I guess he saw that they were going to continue worshipping the eagle. I don't know. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it says somewhere in the Medrash that I couldn't find. He says, I didn't look that one. It says in the Medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want this Moshe Rabbeinu's role to be the same in the second Luchas as in the first Luchas. He was afraid he may do the same stunt. He may decide not to deliver the Luchas, and again they're going to be a pnuy, it won't be an Eishes Ish. He said, this time you should be a Shlich L'Kabolas HaKiddushin. So when I'm going to give you a Luchas, the Kiddushin will right away be fine. In the Chumash you see that it's different. In the Chumash you see that by the Luchas Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told to bring up any stones to Har Sinai. So where did the stones come from? There were the stones and there was the writings. So it says in the Chumash, V'aluchas ma'isa l'kim heim, v'amichta michta v'lakim hu, chores ha'aluchas. So it says that the substance of the Luchas was not really rock from this earth. And it wasn't rock from Mars either. He didn't go to Mars, he didn't go to the moon. So where did the rocks come from? Aluchas ma'ase l'kim heimah. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "So mitachas kisi akoros." It's some kind of a ruchni izdike substance. It wasn't really rocks from olam hazeh. It wasn't a gashmi izdike thing. It was a ruchni izdike thing, and aksavos also. Amichta michta l'kim hu choros al luchas. But the luchas shniyas, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "No, you smashed the first luchas. This time, I want you psalachas shnei luchas avarim kavushan. I want you to carve out stones, and you bring them up to the top of Har Sinai, and I'll engrave it." Huh? So that's already a difference. So I guess there must be a Medrash and a Pasuk that says, I didn't find, I guess Rav Soloveitchik was alluding to some Medrash and a Pasuk that says when the Shliach brings a box and the Chassan engraves, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chassan is writing the Michta Velekim on the Avanim that Bnei Yisrael sent Moshe Rabbeinu to bring up to the top of Har Sinai. So right away when the Ribbono Shel Olam puts, let's say, if the Shliach Leisha brings a box to the Chassan puts in the ring, he says, Harei HaKala Mekudeshes Li. So the Kala already has the ring in her box. The first time by the first Luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring anything up. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave everything. He gave HaLuchas Ma'aseh L'Kim Hu, HaMichta Michta L'Kim Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave everything, the Ksav and the Luchas. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shlich L'Halacha to bring it down to Bnei Yisrael. The second time, he was a Shlich L'Kabbalah. The Ribbono Shel Olam put the Ksav on, so we already got the Ksav. It was on our box. It was on our Luchas. The Luchas was from Olam Hazeh. It wasn't Olam Hazeh, the Ksav. No, the Kesef Kedushin was the Ksav. The Kesef Kedushin was the Ksav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved on the second Luchos. So the minute he engraved it, it was already in the Rishus of the Kala. Kala already had it. Because the Luchos came from this world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought up his box and the Benishlam made the engraving. So that was the Kesef Kedushin. The first time he didn't bring anything up to heaven. He took everything from the Benishlam. So if he didn't deliver, we never got anything until he was going to come to give it to us. He decided not to give it to us. He's going to smash the luchos and not deliver it, so the kiddushin won't be chal.
Well, I don't understand those 20 luchos shonas. Why is it luchos to say that Moshe was the shliach and Hashem? Why couldn't he say that he, like, similar to a regular kiddushin that he said hareya and then he dropped the ring into the box? So he's mukudeshes. Either he dropped the ring in the boy and he said, I ran these dishes with Shabbat to the box, and then Shirley had the box at the second post. Or he had the ring in his hand.
Yeah, but Rashi quotes the Medrash that he didn't.
So what's the difference?
Rashi quotes the Medrash that he didn't want to deliver the luchas to Bnei Yisrael so that the Kiddushin wouldn't be chal. So you see that delivering to Bnei Yisrael was the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Nothing was chal until that point. Finally, the luchas were the Kesef Kiddushin, and upon delivery, the Kiddushin would have been chal. Hashem can the Lucha Shnei is the Medrash points out that it's not so, but the Kedushim was called already in heaven before he came to Atma Hasim.
According to the Gemara in Thesis, we said, says that the Israel did a full Gerus already. So the Gemara looks at it not as Kedushim, but as Gerus Hasim. And the Gerus was already...
I don't know, it means as Gerus, not as Kedushim. Tanakh refers to it as Kedushim. Throughout
yes,
Tanakh, to say
not Kedushim in the technical sense, but you need...
Right.
No, but more
right.
What was the
engraving
of the
Shavuot?
Don't know. Stama was worth more than a Shavuot. If you'd have a Ksav Yad from Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be worth a lot. A Ksav Yad from the Rebbeinu Shlom was worth more. Beginning of Parshas Kisisa, we have a din, strictly speaking, only applies in the Beis HaMikdash, a din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Before the Kohanim do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, they have to take water that's Niskadesh either in the Kiyur or in any Klisharis, the Gemara learns that, and they have to pour the water on their hands and on their feet. And if the Kohen does Avodah, B'li Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, B'Baruchut Yadayim V'Raglayim, so the Avodah is P'sula Afilu B'Diyev. In the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes that they have to wash their feet and their hands, and they have to wash their face also. The Min HaChinuch says he doesn't know where he got that from. It is the Yiddish and Sefer Achim again, they have to wash their face. It doesn't say in the Chumash. Yeah. It's not the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, but he understands apparently that that's the whole theme. The Gemara talks that L'Kvod Shabbos, the Gemara says in B'mei Madlikin, L'Kvod Shabbos, a person has to, in order to be Mechabit Shabbos, you have to wear big day Shabbos, you have to wash up for Shabbos. You have to take a haircut. A person needs a haircut for Shabbos. So this is the din by the big day Kuna. The Kohen have to wear big day Kuna. In order that the avodah should be done in a very becoming fashion, the kovod of the forest, and they have to wash up, they have to be clean, and they have to take haircuts. If the kohen does avodah and he's paru arosh and he needs a haircut, so the avodah is he's oivan and nisa. He's oivan and nisa. And if the kohen does avodah without washing up, so he's also oivan and nisa. If the kohen does avodah without big dikun, he's also oivan and nisa. It has to be done the kovod of the forest, and these are all aspects of kovod. So the chinuch apparently holds. So just like the Gemara says that for purposes of Shabbos you have to wash pan of yod of a raglo, so the same applies over here. The kavod of avodah, you have to wash pan of yod of a raglo. No, Mechassim just says he doesn't know where the chinuch got it from. From the Stama, that's the answer. He just got it from the Gemara. About it's not the actual din, not the mamash. It's the din of kiddush dan raglo. Kiddush dan raglo doesn't apply to the faith, but he says that's the whole idea of the mitzvah kiddush dan raglo. The idea behind this and big dekune. And taking the haircut is all the same that the avodah should be done l'chavod l'sifaris. The Rambam writes it in that no, it's not me. The Rambam writes it in that every day when you wake up, the Rambam Hilchas Tefillah writes when you wake up in the morning before you daven shachar, you have to wash panav yod of ragla before you daven. You have to wash panav yod of ragla. That's what the chinuch writes. You have to wash. The Kohanim would do the avodah mitamidosh. That's the same guy davening. They have to wash panayim deyanagla. So the Rabbi asks on the Rambam, where does he come off to say you have to wash your feet? Well, you have to wash your feet for it. That's what he taught. Where do you get that one from? But part of the other that you can understand, why you have to wash your face. A lot of students in the yeshivas pick up the midas when they go in. They don't wash their face, no one. A normal thing, a person has to wash his face. At least for Shabbos. For Shabbos, you have to wash pan of the other rag. It's like the mark, you have to wash pan of the other rag. What the machlok is, the Rambam and the Rambam, you have to wash your feet or not before you daven in the morning. That's what I think people say, that the Rambam lived in a country where the people used to walk into shul without shoes and socks on. He used to walk barefoot. He says it's gerachere to wash. There he says that it's gerachere to wash ragleya mosa. The Rambam lived in Europe, so the Rambam lived in a country where they wore shoes and socks or whatever. So there it wasn't so important to wash your feet every morning before you daven. But to wash pan of the yodok, or the kavod Shabbos, to wash pan of the yodok, that's As a matter of fact, normally, if in our generation people think the dikur only is just using your brain, just to think everything out. So it doesn't matter if the guy needs a haircut, if he has ripped clothing, if he didn't wash his face, if his hair is sticky, and so on. Not so. The Torah says you have to, like, the person is not doing anything that's important, that needs covered. But if the person is doing something, he's doing mitzvahs, he's learning Torah. He's davening to the banishment, it has to be done in an oifen of covered. So then you have to wash pan of the other ragla. The Gemara says that Hillel used to wash his face every day. He's distressed. The Gemara Shammah says he's distressed how important it is to rinse your face off, to be clean. I think one of the goyim, one of the Chachmim Yisraelim, pointed out that the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim speaks about Nikius Hamakom for Tefillah. That it says when the soldiers in the army have tzoyah, it says, they should cover up the tzoyah before they daven, in order that v'hoyim achanecha kodesh. So he thought that one of the goyim of the famous Chachmim Yisraelim thought that pasuk is the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. The Torah is so marked about cleanliness, about nikiyus hamakom. If a goy said so, it's, at least it's some minyan. The goy thought that that's the most important pasuk in the Torah. The Chazal didn't consider it the most important pasuk, but it's an important theme that a person should know, that he should lead his life in a life of nikiyus haguf, not just nikiyus that he shouldn't be a criminal. He should have nikiyus haguf. He should be clean. He should comb his hair. He shouldn't have the flashy clothes. The ABC. You don't tell people the ABC of life because they don't know.
So, according to the saying that you write it so that you just don't have to wash your feet and you should not use to wash your face every day.
I think so. Before that, I think so. The writer just mastered on the feet. Well, sense because the rabbi lives in a country where the people wore shoes. It wasn't so relevant whether he's going to wash his feet or not. No one's going to know the difference anyway. The rabbi lives in a country where he walked barefoot. So there was more significant.
Why do the rabbi think that now?
Don't know.
That's all fine. Somebody else would know that.
Don't know.
The rabbi could think that, his feet is not as important.
The Rambam's not quoting any Gemara. That's the reason. He's not quoting any Gemara. The Gemara talks about washing the face. Because, Hillel washed his face every day. Wash the feet, state, and Gemara. To wash the hands, state, The Gemara in the end of the Bracha says you have to wash your hands before you dive in the morning. But it doesn't say you have to wash your
hands.
You shouldn't take a shower if it's for your own purposes. Let's say on Sunday morning when he doesn't go to work, so does he take the shower or not? So if he takes a shower every day, the cover that's tefillah. That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
Everyone said that
it's
too much
osetzvachon
instead of
doing
the night before or something.
He could do
the night
before
is
also good.
Okay. Everyone said it's too much of a side effect from its point. Yes, whatever. Also, you want to mention that it's too much, taking up too much time to be osetzvachon.
That's a problem? Okay.
I would just say, but you know, said that you should be, like cover the Shabbos. That is he would go ahead to the extent to say that the Nazi would be possible to have voted for this. It would be too long.
Maybe. Probably would be possible, probably. Korea? I think so. For sure.
That's listed in the Rambam. I think that the coin is.
Aru Arosh, the Mishnah. Rosh is the Avodah of Fasol. Just I think the Gemara says that it's not Chayim Yisrael Shamayim. I think the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's no Chayim Yisrael Shamayim. I think the Mishnah says in the second paragraph in Zvachim that the Avodah is Mechulala, if I'm not mistaken. Learn that from the Fasol. In the very beginning of Parshas Kisiso, you have the Din of Machtas HaShekel. Rashi points out that based on the Medrash that it says the word Truma three times, the three different Trumas over here. We know the Din of Machtas HaShekel that all the men have to give Machtas HaShekel every year for the purpose of purchasing Karbanos HaTzibor. although our korban yochid can be paid for by somebody else, the Gemara speaks, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, and the Gemara derives from a pasuk that I can be magdish a korban amenashe yiskapa by chaveiro. With respect to a korban tzibur, this is not allowed. If the korban tzibur, the tzmidim and mustafim are not paid for by the tzibur, so the korban is not called a korban tzibur. That was a machlokes, if you can call it such, machlokes the tzukim and the prushim. The tzukim were of the opinion, the anir daitim, were of the opinion that the same korban tzibur, the same as a korban yochid, that just like a korban yochid, I can be magdish a korban amenashe yiskapa by chaveiro. So a private person can pay for all the korbanot tzibur. You can do away, you can dispense with the whole din and machna shekel. And the halacha was not so. The Gemara says this was one of the unintended in Megillas Tainis. This was a machlekes that was going on apparently for quite a while during the tkufa Bai Sheni. And when the Chachamim convinced the Hamoin Ha'am not to follow the Tzukim and that everybody has to give machna shekel and the Kabbalah Tzibah and not kosher, so if one person is going to pay all the money. They felt that a Yochid must not have Kabbalah Tzibah. A Yochid can pay for all the money. We pass can know that even with the Yevid, the Korban will be possible. That's be paid for doctor with the Korban receiver money, behind it with the Matzah Shekel money.
Can someone give first friend?
Right, that the Mishnah has in the Dorim, Shokel or Shikla, somebody can pay Matzah Shekel on behalf of somebody else. Yeah, that's like a Korban Yochid. Every Yochid is Mukhiv to give Matzah Shekel. So you have a Chiv to give Matzah Shekel, so if you can't afford it and I want to pay for you, I can be Shokel or Shikla, I can give on your behalf. That you can do. But that one person should say, I want to fund all the korbanos. He wants to give all the money. That's not. If he chooses to, with the haskama of all the private people, he can give matzah shekel for Reuben, for Shimon, for Levi, for Yehuda, for Yisachar. Each and every individual person he can give. But he can't pay directly for all the korbanos. He can give on behalf of a yachid. That's the Mishnah is like that. Pardon me? Yeah, he does. Yeah. I have to become the Bala Korban. So you can't be Magdash Korban on my behalf unless I mask him. How about that? Yeah, that's based on Zachal Yadim Shlebefana. That's the Sugi, right? The Gemara has a whole Sugi in that. Increases. But it's only a Zachal Yadim Shlebefana if the fellow's masking. If the fellow's not masking, isn't it? Right? You don't have to ask him if Irish, unless you assume that he wants to do it himself. You very often will assume Nichol Eimenish Lemevin Litzvah Lemaimer, that if he can afford it, he'll prefer to give his own Nachsah Shekel. So then you have no right to assume that it's his chus. But if he's a very poor person and he's looking for somebody to give Nachsah Shekel on his behalf, then you can say that Ram Shalom upon him. Then when he finds out about it, that somebody was Magdish on his behalf, he always has the prayer to be Moicha, to say he doesn't want this chus. There's also sugi there in the Gemara about being Magdish, a Chakos, or an Oilo on behalf of somebody else. So there's a Mishnah speaks about being mafush, a chattis and an oila, on behalf of a private person, and the whole thing is based on the union of Zach Niyad and Shlei Befano. And you have to have the other person's haskama with the stuff. So the more discussion is, when do you have the umdana that the other person is masking, and when do you not have that umdana? But it's all based on regular principles of Zach Niyad and Shlei Befano. The Gemara speaks about the Bigde Kahuna. If he's most of the Tzibur Yachid Yachid, then it's okay. Yeah. But the real Korban is Tzibur now. That's the Shaila. Why is there a difference? So I think the Migdash David wants to say, because by the Bigde Kahuna it wouldn't be Miyaki B'diyah, but if it wouldn't be paid for by the Momen HaTzibur. So they were not afraid. So they said, if he's Moshe, the Tzibur Yafi Yafi is like him. But by the actual Karbonis Tzibur, I think it would be no good. Even the Yevid would be no good. Yachid is not Mishalo what? All the Karbonis Tzibur? I don't know. I don't think so. I have to look at that Gemara. But I think the din is, that was the machlokes between the Tzukim and the Prushim. And I think the din is, even with the evidence, no good. I think so.
So if that took somebody to give one?
Yeah, he won't fulfill a mitzvah. He won't fulfill a mitzvah, Machzah Shekel. The question is, when the Karbanos HaTzibur are they offered on behalf of the people who don't give also? Or not. The Gemara says in the end of Ksubis, in the last second Ksubis, then Makriv the Karbanos on behalf of the people who are Sidim Litron. Those who are going to give. Sounds like those who ultimately will never turn out to give. Karbanos Tiba not offer on their behalf. It sounds like it's a chiddush. From other Gemaras it would appear that there is no such thing. The Karbanos Tzibur are offered on behalf of everybody, even those who don't participate at all. Not only those who will ultimately pay Matan Shekel for this year.
There's
Gemara in the end of Bar Mitzvah also, and Akuf Yud Ches, where the Gemara talks about the Minchas Oimer, also that should be Moisa the Tzibur Yofa Yofa. The Gemara says there that it is good. You have to check through when is it good and when is no good. I think on the basic Karbanos is no good. I think on the minimum Sofim is no good, even if you're Moisa the Tzibur. Has that to be purchased by the Matan Shekel now? Yeah.
That it's just like a
Lashon
Anaki, that we don't
expect
anybody
to not know. The Lashon there, that you makriv the karbanos on behalf of those who are seated in the throne. Could be. But I think that the Shaila, Rashi and Tosis is discussed. I'm not Gemara, but that's very sensitive. Basically, this parsha Matan Shekel, the din of Matan Shekel, as we know it, is not really a din of donating money to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a chiyuv to give, not a donation. It's a chiyuv that every yochid has to participate. Kol oiv alav kudim. Machlok is whether after the age of bar mitzvah, after the age of 20. Shalom Rishon. Most of the Rishon, I think, hold after the age of bar mitzvah. Rishon hold after the age of 20. The chiyuv to give Matan Shekel. And then, as Mishana Vamala the Chumash says, with respect to these donations, this was from the age of 20. What about the real Matan Shekel that's not even theirs? Is that also only from the age of 20? So that's the shaila that the Rishonim have on the Shai Shkolim. So the Matan Shekel, as we know, is really a chiyuv that mutal akol yochid biyochid to give his Matan Shekel every year for the purpose of purchasing Karbanos Hatzibur. This mitzvah, as the parsha presents it, is also speaking about the din of donating money to the Beis Hamikdash. The Pshut Lashon Mikra talks about donating, not about the Matan Shekel for Karbanos Hatzibur. So that's why the Shiltas has the drosh about tzedakah on this seder. And that's why it's traditional in many shuls to make an appeal. On Shabbos Shkolim, in some shuls on Shabbos Parshas Kisisim, and Yerayin is Parshas Shabbos Shkolim. The mitzvah tzedakah is a very important mitzvah, of course. The Gemara says that lachatchila is proper for a person to give ma'aser k'sofim. Three different opinions in poskim, whether this is mitzvah min haTorah, mitzvah min haRabbanan. Or just Amidas Chassidus. Rov HaPoskim, Lachamas Rov HaPoskim is that Ma'aser K'sofim is only Amidas Chassidus. It's a minik toiv. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's not a chiyuv d'rabbanan, but it's still a minik toiv that people should practice. Everybody should give Ma'aser K'sofim. The Rambam's opinion of fact is based on the Gemara and based on the Yerushalmi specifically, that it's even preferable to give Chomesh. Kol Asher Titen Li Aser, Asrein Aloch is going to give one tenth, he's going to give another tenth. A tenth and a tenth is a fifth. You should really give a Chomesh, one fifth. We usually learn pshat. It's preferable. Lachatchila should give a tenth, and if you want to give more than a tenth, it's fine. But make sure you don't give more than a fifth. The Rambam writes it not so. He quotes Hilchos Matan Sanim and he quotes in Hilchos Tzedakah. He says lachatchila it's proper to give a fifth. If you want to be a cheap person, if you want to save your money, so at least you should give one tenth. Or touch one tenth, you should give. It's an inyan. A lot of people don't give Ma'aser K'sofim today. It's not right. It's a very beautiful minik. The din of tzedakah, the Gemara has in Bava Basra, in the first parak, and it's called in Shulchan Aruch, is that if a person doesn't give shlishis ha-shekel all year long, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah at all. Let's learn that from a pasuk, I think, in Ezra. It came back in the beginning of Baisheni, so that everybody had to give a minimum of a shlishis ha-shekel. So the Gemara says, whoever doesn't give shlishis ha-shekel is not yet to the mitzvah. Shach, there in Yerudei Hilchas Tzedakah, writes that he always used to wonder why the minig was that he lived in Vilna, he was a dying in Vilna. Why the minig was that they used to go around and push for the Gavon to go collect tzedakah only on Monday and Thursday in Shul. Why didn't they collect every day? Why well, the practices that the Gavon collects tzedakah every day in Shul? Mar says in Bava Basra in the first parak, Ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha. Plus, we can tell him that a person should give tzedakah first before he daven, before he daven Minchah, before he daven Mar, before he daven, not during Chazaras Hashatz. You should give it stock. Before you damage my nature, you should give it stock. Based on the pasuk, I need to tell the kechas upanach. So why was the minig only to go around to collect on Sheni Mechamish? He suggests that the smallest, I ain't follow Shekhas, I look at the stock, but the smallest coin that they had in Vilna at that time was at the Azan, Azan coin, a penny, whatever. And if the person would give, if a person comes to Shul every day, assuming that the people come to Shul every day, you give that coin on Monday and Thursday every week, so that would add up to slightly more than a shlishis ha-shekel. And that's the bare minimum that you have to give in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shul. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. But even if you're an oni, the evyon, you have no money, You should, just like you borrow, just like you schnorr money in order to provide food and clothing, whatever. But the person should schnorr a little money in order to give a shlishis hashekel as well. And once you've already given your shlishis hashekel, which is hardly anything, so now the question is over and above that, how much more do you have to give? Then the din in the Torah is that this is a mitzvah that depends on how wealthy you are. Just like, let's say, netilas slula or yeshiva besuka achilas matzamar, or it doesn't change according to your status and learning or your shemaim or anything. It's a mitzvah shavah l'cholam. Every person has to shake the same type of lulav, has to eat the same kind of matzah, same type of matzamar. But when it comes to the mitzvah of avos Hashem, so it changes according to the person's position. Some people are in a position to have more avos Hashem than others. A yirashamayim. Some people are in a position to have more yirashamayim. So the momuchim to have yirashamayim. But to give tzedakah, to learn Torah, or to give, let's say, to bring oilus ri and shani chagiga, and the mishnah chagiga, and the first parak quotes the pasuk yishkimach and siyad kivrikas Hashem lekech Hashem asamah. It depends on each person kifi madregasa. So there are some mitzvahs that depend on the madrega of the person, either the madrega in wealth, how much he can afford, or a madrega in how much free time he has, or a madrega in his psychological makeup, whatever, his calmness, how much Yirah Shemayim can he have, or how much Avos Hashem can he have. So this is, tzedakah is one of the mitzvahs that changes, it fluctuates. So just because I'm giving more tzedakah than a poor person, doesn't mean that I fulfill my mitzvah. If you don't give shlishis hashekel, you're not yotzei. But then even if you give shlishis hashekel, if the person can afford more, he has to give more. The proper shir is, as a midas chassidus, to give either a maisek sofim, or the Ramamite to give a chamish, to give chamish.
I was going to say, because if they gave that 5 times a week, they would have shlishis
hashekel. Even if they give the smallest coin, right, that existed in Vilna at that time, and they'd only give twice a week, it would add up to a shlishis hashekel.
Over the whole year?
Over the whole year.
Oh.
Yeah, because you have to give shlishis hashekel every year. Minimum of shlishis hashekel every year. No, over the course of the year, you have to see to it that you have given to the tzedakah shlishis hashekel. Either to tzedakah to the Beis HaKnesses or to the Beis HaMikdash or to Aniyim or to Achnas Kama.
Is this the mitzvah of tzedakah?
Yes. The bare minimum of tzedakah is to, no, the bare minimum of tzedakah is to give the shlishis hashem. And then you give more than, if you give less than that, you have yotzei. Like if you eat less than a kezayit amasa, that's the shir. But if you give more than that, every extra that you give is also kima mishe. And by some people, the takanat yotzei should get, they just give shlishis hashem. But tzedakah is one of those mixes that depends on how much you can afford. So then the Gemara gives, recommends as a shir, maisek so. It's a fair recommendation.
Shlishis hashekel, and then every time you give a shlishis hashekel, we put everything to their
own. No. Everything you give, a shlishis hashekel or above, enhances the mitzvah.
You get every mitzvah that you do, a whole of your Rav Hamaseh, every time you give something, you get another mitzvah shlishis.
Yeah.
There's a requirement that once you do that, in the total throughout your year, you give shlishis hashekel.
A minimum of shlishis hashekel.
That's the mitzvah of
shlishis.
Then what is every time you give that
person giving? Also, I have shekel. But if it will turn out that during the course of the year one hasn't given a shlishis hashekel, he hasn't been yotzei the mitzvah. Like if he eats matzah on Pesach night and he doesn't eat his ayin,
so
he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah.
Once you give the shlishis hashekel, you could give a minimal,
every time
I'll give a very small amount,
if you're ready to yotzei. Depending on how much you can afford, if he's a wealthy person, he can afford much more. Then it's not yotzei the shlishis hashekel. That's the minimum for everybody. And then whoever can afford more is mechuyav to give more, like Talmud Torah, like Yirah Shamayim, like Avos Hashem. Up until a fifth, more than a fifth, the Gemara says it's not proper to give. A pasuk in Ezra. The Gemara in the first parak in Baruch Hashem quotes a pasuk in Ezra that they used to donate a shlishis hashekel to the Beis Hamikdash fund for the building of this. It's not the same as matzah shekel for the purpose of purchasing korbanos tzedakah. Shlishis hashekel is a mitzvah tzedakah.
So you're saying
that
tzedakah we're giving to the Beis Hamikdash?
Yeah. It's also tzedakah. There's tzedakah banim to the Beis HaKnesses, to Achnas Kala, different forms of tzedakah. Yeah. There's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that Maisek Sofim is their Eister, Midin Maiser Oni, and one is only Yetz if he gives it to Ani Mamash. If you give it to yeshivas, you give it to hospitals, or you give it to shuls, you're not Yetz. But we don't pass like that. Like Maiser Oni. Maiser Oni you can't give to institutions. You have to give Dafke Tani. But we don't pass on that Maiser Oni is their Eister. We don't even pass on that Maiser Oni is the Rabban. The Rabbah passed him whole like the Bach. The Taz in the end of Shin Laman Aleph quotes the Bach, his father-in-law. Bach says in his commentary on the other day, Shin Laman Aleph is a long sermon about Hilchus Trumas and Maisus. Even though the Mechaba lived in Eretz Yisrael, but the tour didn't. The tour made it for Kitzur. He wrote it all in one sermon. So at the end of Shin Lamed Aleph, the Tam writes, well, a little of this applies to us, namely Maisik Sof. And nothing to do with Maisik Sof. So he has a machlokes with the Bach. He quotes his father, the Bach says that Maisik Sof is only this Hasidus, and he thinks that he's not right, that it's a real Chid Medina. But I think the Rebbe Achrayim agree with the Bach that it's only a Midas Hasid. But the last Taz in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yeridea raises the Shalom. In the first, in the beginning, the Ramah, the very beginning of Hilchas Tzedakah, that's way before Shin Lamed Aleph. Talks a little bit about Maisik Sof. His Chitshuva there quotes the Shaila whether it's the Reis or the Rabban. Taz at the end of Shin Lamed Aleph quotes the Bach that it's only Midas Chasidus. That's how we assume that it's only Midas Chasidus.
Is there anything special with the Bach,
the Shekels,
from the
Gaon?
Like it's supposed to go
to the
Shul
because it's
supposed to be like
a Shekel. Yeah, there was a meaning that the Gaonim instituted that they should support yeshivas by giving a, making a gimmick by giving Matzah Shekel and Chedesh Ador. Now the Gaonim were opposed to it when they originally instituted because of a hashash of Kotshim Bachutz. If someone's really mafish Matzah Shekel becomes Hegdish, how can you encourage people to give Matzah Shekel? So the Gaonim who instituted it said, no, we don't pass it like that Mishnah. The very last Mishnah in Shkolim says, if you have mafish Matzah Shekel with Manazeh, it's Chal. And if Kotshim Bachutz, you can't do anything with it, you have to be going with it. So the Goyim who instituted the minhag and Matzah Shekel said, we pass like the Yerushalmi. Both the Brice, in the name of Reb Shimon, that disagrees with the Mishnah, that even if one of Mafish Matzah Shekel is Manazah, it's not Chal. The Pasuk says, only in connection with the Beis HaMikdash. His man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Matzah Shekel is not even Chal. Mishnah has that Machlok is going to get to Bikurim. One is Mafish Bikurim, his man is it Chal. So the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon, and he says, Reish is Bikurim, I'm not Chal, Tali Beis HaShem Elokecho. His man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Hafrash is Bikurim, is not Chal at all. But the Mishnah doesn't quote any opinion that Gadi Matzah Shekel like that. But the Yerushalmi quotes a Braisa that Reb Shimon disagrees, one version of Reb Shimon disagrees with Gadi Matzah Shekel. So those who instituted this minute held like that Yerushalmi. Shver Ezach, Shpaskin against the Stam Mishnah. So that's why the Ramah quotes in the name of the Maharil in Hilchas Purim that when you give the Matzah Shekel for Purim, you should say that it's a Zecher of Matzah Shekel. Make sure that no one thinks it's real Matzah Shekel. You should say Zecher on the sign that they have, you should say Zecher of Matzah Shekel. In big letter Zecher. Doesn't have in a small letter. Usually it just says Matzah Shekel. So the Ramah says that's not right, that it's a Hashash of really Mavdish Kosh Machutz.
What would be the difference between saying
Malchus is
a Shekel, being
Malchus
is a Shekel,
being Malchus
is a carbon?
If
a person is Manazel, is Malchus a carbon?
Then it would be
Chal.
Right, then it would
be.
That's a good kasha. Why should Malchus Shekel be different? That's a very good kasha.
Because
Malchus
is a Shekel,
but it's an
English
carbon,
and
Malchus
is a carbon,
not
in
English. But you can't bring carbon outside of English. Is an Isser of Kotshim Bachut?
That's not
the
thing as, if there is no
Mikdash,
there is no
Matzah Shekel. Why not? That's the why. They'll build a base on Mikdash tomorrow. So why can't I be Mafish Matzah Shekel today for tomorrow? Mehe Riban on Mikdash, why can't it be? It's a good question.
Ezra replaced Matzah Shekel.
No, no. When they had the building fund for building the Beis HaMikdash, so they donated a shlishis HaShekel. Everybody donated a minimum of a shlishis HaShekel. But they had to give Machzah Shekel for the purpose of purchasing Karbanas Tzibur.
That was one year?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Gemara derives from that pasuk that the reason why everybody had to give a minimum of a shlishis HaShekel is because that's the mitzvah tzedakah. The minimum shiur needed to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah every year is a shlishis HaShekel. I don't think it's 1 year. I think it says in the pasuk there that they accepted upon themselves annually to donate a shlishis HaShekel towards the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash also.
How do you know that Mitzvah
Shekel is the Gemara in the first Perek in Bava Basra, it derives it from that Pasuk in Ezra. That they were accepted upon themselves to give the Shlish HaShekel for the purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash and upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and thereby they fulfill the Mitzvah itself. That's the Gemara is Mokas from that Pasuk. It sounds like you're not mukhif to give a chumash, yes. So the Rambam has, there are stiras in the Rambam, there are a lot of stiras in the Rambam. So some one place he writes, you only have to give maisek sof, and you shouldn't give more than chumash. One place he says, v'chatchili mukhif to give chumash. There are quite a few stiras in the Rambam. So the Chavetz Chaim has in his Sefer Avos Chet, he has a long arichas zman where he's miyash of all the stiras. So there are three makaris, I think, in the Rambam. So one is talking about, one case talking about, another case. Depends if there's a psorach or not. If there's a tzorech, if you have a shalachim coming knocking on your door all the time, then the Rambam says l'chatchila should give chamishis, a chamish. They don't have a shalachim coming all the time knocking down the door. So then he says l'chatchila should, there's no great tzorech. Then he says l'chatchila should give ma'isik sof. You try to put away ma'isik sof and give it to them. And then you shouldn't exceed giving a chamish. If there is a tzorech, then l'chatchila you have to give a chamish. Then he doesn't really give. He doesn't really say not allowed to give more than a chaimish. If there really is a tzarach, then the Ram holds that there's no reason to give more. So he gives chaylukim. He's mendaik the shainus of the Ram to explain. He's talking about different cases. There's no upper limit. I don't know. He talks about it. Time talks about it.
Rishmai said something. He said like
yeah, the poskim have arichas and what you take off, and what you don't take off. How about it? They have complete svarim on this. How to figure out how to give my sukkot. It's a serious thing. Baruch Hashem is becoming more popular today. Years ago, people never heard of my sukkot. Many years, people never heard it. It was a neglected mitzvah. One of the many neglected mitzvahs. That's how the earlier person in the Shulchan Aruch says like that. You're not muchiv to pay, let's say, if I make $100,000 a year and I give $50,000 away to the government for taxes, I'm not muchiv to give my sukkot on the 100,000. I only earn 50,000. I'm only going to give my success on that amount that I earn that I have the ability to spend. What about you? Do you have to give my success on before your necessities are taken care of or after? Let's say it costs me for rent and for food and for clothing and for education for my children. So do you have to give my success on the sum total that I have after my needs are taken care of or before? That's a deal in an in most of the you have to give on the full amount after taxes are taken off before you start to spend, even though your expenditures are necessities. Food and clothing. Your Hashulchan and a minority of Poskim following him hold that you only give Ma'isik Sofim on the amount that's left after all of your needs are taken care of. Everybody gives Ma'isik Sofim.
What's your needs? What's the definition of needs? I mean, a person can say he lives out in the
suburbs,
he needs a car, he
needs
a washing machine. On the other hand,
that's right. Like over here. It's no game. Most of the Torah is like that anyway. You have to make up your mind how you're going to talk.
So what happened to
Anissa? You heard about Anissa? Yeah. Are you advised as Yezim Mechaimish? There's only God in comment. And this week's statement, they quote also from the Gaon on the truck. I said, I don't understand what this is all about. Quote from the Gaon on the truck. On Zay Yifnu, Zayd knows the Munach Revi. He says Munach Zayd knows the Munach Revi. Beginning of the parish. So the quote from the Golan Zayd knows the Munach Revi because the person should keep 4/5 for himself and only give away 1/5. That's the remnant. Zayd knows the Munach Revi. So make sure that you leave four portions left here. No. They quote also from the Gaon on the Kadmo V'Yazlo also. V'nosnu. Why is there a Kadmo V'Yazlo on V'nosnu? So he quotes the Gemara at the end of Masechah Shabbos where the Gemara says one of the Amoraim told his wife that she should run in the morning, early in the morning to run to give the Aniyah money so that when her children will be in need for stoke, the people will take care of them also. So she said, what kind of a curse are you giving me? You say my children should need stoke? he quoted out the passage that says that Anius is a kilo yechdelachim kevor, that Anius is a gazelachay zeboilam, that it's not shy to think that a family will never be hit with Anius. You should give stock in order that people should give you back stock. He said that's why it says v'nosnu kadmo v'yazma. Kadmo v'yazma means you should run and give to the other people's stock, so that v'nosnu should be in the reverse. The word v'nosnu can be read forwards and backwards. You should give them and they should give you back. The chiyuv to give stock is in order that when you'll be in need, they should give you back. That's what we call the name of the Vilna Gaon. Nunu.
What was the first one?
Munach Revi. Munach Revi means you should leave 4/5 for yourself. And only give away 1/5. Zayitnu is a Munach Revi. So on this week's Saturday, with a quote from the Vilna Gaon that he said on the trunk. It's very strange. This we said, also there's a din of Shemen Amishcha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make Shemen Amishcha with special besan and mix it together and cook it in the oil. The Gemara increases as a whole sugya how exactly they did this. And there's a machlokes in Perek Aleph and Ilchas Klei Amigdosh between the Rambam and the Raivid that's quoted in Rambam. Ilchas Birchas Hanen and machlokes, what was Mor Deror? The Rambam writes that Mor Deror comes from some kind of a traitor animal in India. That has up is the blood gets caught in its in a pocket in its throat, and then they remove this this container full of blood, and then gives off a fragrant aroma. They cook it in the oil and gives off a fragrant aroma. So the rabbi is masking on the Rambam. He doesn't think so. Some trade animal in India. That's what the Rambam writes. The Ravid says Chalila v'Chalila. He says that it must be either a vegetable or a fruit or something from a tree. It grows in the ground. He says it couldn't be from blood, and it certainly couldn't be from a behemoth. Tameya and Chalila to write such a thing. What's the time of the Ravid? It can't be blood. It can't be behemoth. Tameya. From it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos in the second Torah. The Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, Levuch Shulam Alach Hashemayim, the Lord behemoth Torah Bolvad. That you're not allowed to use trace things for the making of the Beis Hamikdash. What is the Rambam's opinion? Why is the Rambam not worried about that? The Ravid says it can't be from blood and koshkin, and it can't be from a behemoth tomato. Blood is the treif. Behemoth tomato is the behemoth tomato. So both are no good. How can you use either blood or behemoth tomato? What did the Rambam hold? So the Morgan Avram and Hilchot Birkas Hanayim quotes this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and he quotes the Rishon. We'll discuss it. Some Rishon says that in Isha Shenishtana becomes muta. So this truth starts off as dam. And starts off as a yotim and a tome, like let's say milk that comes from a behemoth tomato. Elephant's milk, pig milk, it's trait. So this dam is developed in the goof of this trait animal in India, whatever the animal is, it's such a trait, and some behemoth tomato, and it's trait from some dam. And then later on, apparently it gets becomes nishtana, and it develops a fragrant aroma. Blood doesn't have a good rea, so it must be that it's nishtana later on. So once it's nishtana, I declare panu chadosh as bolakan, and he is a full girl. No, and the rabbi apparently disagrees. So that's what the Magen Avraham discusses la lo. Later post can discuss it. Chubas and Achmar, and what's talking again of an Issa shenishtana? An Issa undergoes a major change. Let's say if I take pork and I cook it, I'm going to eat raw pork chops. So of course I'm going to fry it, I'm going to cook it. I take trace of food and I cook it. So that's not called an Issa shenishtana. That's what it's telling me about. But if it's nishtana means all panam chadosh is bold.
They
never ate more drawer. So this is Nishtana is more to
be used from a
Mishnah.
That doesn't say you
love
to eat it.
Some thoughts can say the reason why you permitted to use it from Lev Mishnah is because it's Nishtana so the Yisa Golgo. It's not called the behemoth may anymore. It has a Panam Chadosh and it's considered a new object. But then the post can discuss what exactly, how much of a change does it have to undergo that it should constitute a Nisa Shenishtan. But then you have little liver pills. It comes from chafer livers. But it doesn't look like liver, doesn't smell like a liver, doesn't taste like a liver. So a liver pill, some guns and different things. So maybe that's a major chemical change. And all the pills, all the chafer pills should be kosher because of Nishtana. But it's really Yesh talks about that. Yeah, a lot of the products that we have today, a lot of the chafer products, the son is tanner, such a panam chadosh is bolakan, more of a panam chadosh is than this. That's part of the problem also. Maybe we should consider that in Mr. Shemeshtar. Different opinions?
What about
filth
that you don't eat?
I mean, you just. Rav Chaim Moses' heter on the gelatin was a different heter. He didn't go based on the heter of Nishtana. He said that it's nifs on the achilas of them. The Gemara says only the Vela, Haruya, La Ger, Kuy, Nevela. Because it's very Mechumish that when you have a trade in the Vela, you give it to the Ger. La Ger, Shabbat Shachet, and then Rachol, and Mokol, and Mokol. So the Gemara Darish says in that Tosik, the Vela, Shene, Vela, La Ger, if it's Nifs from the Achilas Sodom, is Mutem. By Chomet, the Pesach, you have to have Nifs from Achilas Akelem. But it's a question why. The Rabbi, the Ram discussed why Chomet, Nishtanet, and Mordis, the Return, that you require Nifs from the Achilas Akelem. But for all, Mokol, and Sasura is, if it's Nifs from the Achilas Sodom, that's sufficient to make it into, that it should be muta b'achila. Basically, the gelatin is nifsim b'achila sod. I but you sit and you eat it. So the Rosh says, and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh himself, that it should be awesome with the Rabbanim because of achshavei. If you're eating it, so you're demonstrating that as far as you're concerned,
it's not
nifsim b'achila sod.
Not even gelatin. Gelatin is used to fix it up.
Primarily, the quotes the Achrayim would say that that's only if you eat it when it's the end. I eat this thing, that's nifsim b'achila sod. So I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it still is royal achila. So, all right, then I'm sitting and eating it. If I eat a whole thing, why do I eat it? Because of the gelatin? No, I eat it because it has sugar, because it has flavoring, because of other things. Whenever the thing that's nifsam achilas sodom is eaten, bitsarubis, you can't say that it's an achshavei and a nifsam. It's an achshavei and a sugar. And the sugar is never nifsam. That's Rav Chaim Moses said. Another gedolim didn't think it was kedai to be marked. Others say that the gelatin is not always nifsam achilas sodom. The Mitzvah is not always true. Not always Miss Machil Sama. That didn't like the whole Cheshma.
What is
the Shenishtan?
What is
the Shenishtan? Isa Shenishtan is a Machlaikis, the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchas Brichas Hanen. And this Shaila, what do you do with the Ramam and the Ravid by Mord Ram, Perakalach and Hilchas Klei HaMegdish? What's the deal? So that's all Diyan Achrayim. Didn't want to get involved in Isa Shenishtan. Others say that the Shita Saramam is not based on Isa Shenishtan. It's rather based on a different Halacha. The Hainu, the Gemara and Baba Kamen, has a shaila whether chazus the milti or chazus the lav milti. Where's that? Nekufs. On Nekufs. We learn it this year. Kuf alav manav. Rav kuf alav manav. The Gemara has ibayelahu. Do you say chazus the milti? Do you say chazus the lav milti? What's the shaila? This is a mamash hakira. Do you say this is a book? Has a. This is a cover. And is blue. There's two different things, but he's saying no. The cover is blue. What is there here? A cover. That's all. The cover is colored blue. But he's saying no. Chazus and Nilsi is a separate chapter. There's a blueness and there's a cover. Two different things. An abstract fakir. Moses says, my nafkinina. What if the blue dye came from Isuri Hanon? And I'm going to be nene from this thing, but not only by virtue of the fact that it has a cover, I'm going to put it on my bookshelf. The fact that it has a blue color fits in. I have different color schemes in my bookshop. I put all the blue books over here and the red books over there. It looks nice. If it wouldn't have any color at all, I wouldn't want to put it in my bookcase. I would hide it somewhere. And then if in the fact that it has a nice color. I say a person wears clothing, so people wear clothing that has a dye in it. It should look pretty. But what if a person wears clothing that was dyed with Arlo? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Begin should sell it the Klipe Arlo. You dull it? You see, you don't say that there's a garment which is dyed blue. No, I say there's a garment and there's a blueness. That the color is considered like a achef to be in. You're being nene from the color, not just being nene from the garment. So the Gemara says, no, that's a xeris hakosav. Our altam, our lost story, our reilim, it says three times our reilim. Echad yisra achilav, echad yisra anav, echad shalo yitzababo. So the Gemara says maybe that's a yotz mina klal. The Gemara wants to know what's the din in kol ha-terakula, but the chazus and milsa, chazus and lav milsa. The blight is a shayla in the Gemara. What's the din? The Nadav Yehuda has a tshuva. The Shari tshuva in Hilchas Tefillin quotes a tshuva in Nadav Yehuda. And his son, Nadav Yehuda's son, has Shiva Tzion, has the longer aricha, long arichas on this, about the chaloz, was the chaloz in a kosher fish, or was it a trefer fish? Because he used to dye the tzitzis with the blood of the chalazim fish. It used to dye the tchelis in the big kuna. It was also made from the chalazim. The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos. We discussed last week, or whenever it was 2 weeks ago, the Tzeres Yisrael on Mishnah is before Seder Moed, as a punch of a big kuna, he says that you don't have to, he says based on the Rambam, you don't have to make the tchelis in the big kuna from chalazim. You can make it from a substitute also. You don't have to, but the Gemara says, L'mai said he did. The Gemara says in Shabbos. They used to catch chalazim. We have Malachas Tzedah in the Mishnah. The Gemara used to catch chalazim from the ocean, from the Mediterranean Sea, and used to squeeze out the blood from the chalazim. The Gemara says he used to use the chalazim. The Beres himself says based on Ram, there's no need al fidin to use chalazim. But in the sea, that's where they made it in days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They made it with chalazim. They didn't use any other substitute. They made it with chalazim. So the shaila is that for the native Yehudim, you start talking about how can you use chalazon, was chalazon a kosher fish? Or was it a treifa fish? Maybe it wasn't a fish at all. Maybe it was bechlala asheretana. Asheretana is a zavara treif. Or maybe not, maybe it was a kosher fish. He says that depends on the shaila, whether the hook. We have a chlala hook shul and melech ha-shamayim or our behemet or the zad. If you're not allowed to use from a behemet mei or from melech ha-shamayim. So does that apply to the dye also, or does it only apply to the substance? Here it's only going to be used, the chalazon, the dam of the chalazon is going to use, going to be used to make the color of the treif. The Nevi Yehuda with the sun both say that depends on the shadow whether Chazus or Nus or Chazus or Lav Nus. If you all Chazus or Lav Nus, then there's no problem. Because I want to say that that's the Shikin Sa Rambam. Not that the Rambam holds that Yisus Shenishtane is Panam Chadosh is Baal Akan, so that's what solved the problem of Lehuch Shul and Melech HaShamayim. By the Mord Rod, he says it comes from the packet of Dam and the chaser animal in the jungles or whatever in the deserts of India. So some say that the Rambam said that you're allowed to use it because it's Mishtana. Others say you're allowed to use it because Chazus or Lav Nus. The Mordra, excuse me. The Mordra is not for a color. That's just a shadow for the Caliph. Modro is the smell. Yeah. It's a different smell. Yeah, that wouldn't solve the problem. So the Chorah, the Rambam is only based on Nishtana. That's the official answer, that the Rambam sheet is based on Yisrael and Nishtana.
Yeah.
Do you say anything compared by smell? Whether it's a smell or a smell? I don't know. Rechem Nus, the Gemara says, by Yisrael, no? I don't think so. By Reich it certainly is Nus. Right, this, I made a mistake. This discussion is not done for the Taylor. The other thing, not for the marginal. That's a discussion that the Achrayim had when they gave to the Tovah Hashani. Tovah Hashani is a Shaila. If the rabbi is so excited about not using trace ingredients, then why doesn't he have something to say about the Tovah Hashani, where the Pashtus implies that they got the dye from a worm? One is a hatray for one, it's not a kosher one. So there on that side, and that kash on the right bit, if he's so nervous, if he's so worried about trade for animals, what do you do with the Tovah Hashani? Some discuss the topic of Chazus Olav Nus Sadeh.
Right.
But on this Rambam, not. You're right. Our Mordra has nothing to do. Gosh, Kasif is a long, long segment. Maybe we'll try to finish at Kerat Meruba. What time is on? Mar had on base on the base the faces book from Machlekes that Yudin and Chachamim from Yuma Dafi base that Yerushalayim is Chalka L'Shtotim or Loin is Chalka L'Shtotim. And we assume the halacha that Loin is Chalka L'Shtotim. Yerushalayim is Loin is Chalka L'Shtotim. Very strange. The Gemara says in Zvachim. And when David HaMelech was interested in building the Beis HaMikdash, he was thinking originally of establishing the Makom HaMikdash in Ein Hitim, which is the tallest spot in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Nevi'im darshan from the Pesukim that it shouldn't be built in Ein Hitim, the tallest place. It says in the Pasuk of Ein Seifov Shachein that the Shekhinah should be shared Ein Seifov of the Yamin and Ein Chol the Shor. Yofem the Seifa, that by the shore, the nicest spot is not the very top of his head, rather slightly lower spot than Seifa, so the Beis HaMikdash should be built in Yerushalayim, which is a slightly lower spot. It's lower than any. The Gemara Yuma has like that, the Gemara Drachma has like that.
Is it
in Yerushalayim? Or is it Yerushalayim? Where it is, I don't know.
Is it in Yerushalayim?
No, it's not in Yerushalayim. No, it's a different place. A different place. The Gemara says it was much taller than Yerushalayim. Ein Yud Nun Ein Itim. Ein Yud Pesman Ein Itim. That the Gemara says that the tallest part, tallest elevation above sea level in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramelech once thought that like you have to build a shul on the top of the mountain. You have to build a shul, it has to be the highest building. So Beis HaMikdash has to be the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. You take the highest part and you build the building on top. And then the Navi told him, no, things take from Shochin, Dalyeh, then you should go down a little bit. So, some Seifen and Shuvim, Chelik Yerdei, asked Sakasha, what was the Havamin of David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Hitim? If we assume La Locha that Yerushalayim learn is Chalka L'Shvatim, So why were they not mechalak at the Shvatim? Historically, why were they not mechalak at the Shvatim? If not for the fact that they're going to build the Beit HaMikdash there. Amok HaMishav HaShiv HaShem Yikol Shiv Tech and Vatsum HaShmai Shah. That would derive from the Sifrei and HaShem to say that's the marker of the Din. So obviously Yishul Benun already determined that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim. Why then did he not divide Yerushalayim? And the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Yesh Neichlein, I'm sorry from the Tshuva quotes, it's awesome presenting the Kasha. How could David HaMelech have not known where they're going to build the Beit HaMikdash? What's going on? The Gemara says when he divided Eretz Yisrael to Shvatim, so every Sheva got a different Chelek. Some got larger, some got smaller. The large and the small depends on the population of the Sheva. That was one factor, but it also depends on another factor, how far away from Yerushalayim they were. That the closer you are to Yerushalayim, so the more valuable your property is. And the further away from Yerushalayim you live, so the less valuable your property is, because people have to be Oyel HaRegel. So those who live closer have to be Oyel HaRegel three times a year. So those who live closer just roll out of bed, roll into the Beit HaMikdash. They just get a hitch. Those who live far away, you live in Kiryat Shmona, so it takes all day long to get to Yerushalayim. So the property there is less valuable. So you see, in the days of Yishuv Benun, the Gemara says that some of them had to pay money to the others. And the halakhim were divided large and small depending on the value of the real estate. Not all the real estate that was equal in value. The same square acre, whatever, the same acre was not the same in different places. So you see, they knew in the days of Yishuv Benun, the Beit HaMikdash was going to be built in Yerushalayim. So what did David HaMelech didn't know history? The history that's recorded in David HaMelech didn't know that it was Lenin's Chalkul HaShvatim. They didn't know that those who lived further away from Yerushalayim, their value, the property was less valuable than those who lived closer to Yerushalayim. So the Chassam Sofer just has some kind of answer. So we suggested the following parrot in that question. We suggested that maybe Yerushalayim Al Pi Din has two halachas. Number one, it's the Makom HaMikdash. And number two, it's the Yir HaMlucha. Pi Din Yerushalayim has to be the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It's not some political issue. That the Medina wants to show that the old city belongs to them, so they say that that's the capital of Medina. The Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, of course, are Yerushalmi. That Yerushalayim Al Pi Din is the capital. The only problem is the Rambam writes that only a Melech from the Malchut Beis David is allowed to have his government in Yerushalayim. If you're not from the Malchut Beis David, you're not permitted to have your capital in Yerushalayim. So that's the question. Is the Israeli, maybe the American government, by not recognizing Yerushalayim, by saying that the capital is Tel Aviv, maybe they want to steer the Israeli government violating
the Rambam would only be the
Oh, so this is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. This din that the Rambam has that Yerushalayim Al Pi Din is the capital, is the official capital of Medina Yisrael. Kiryas Melech Rav, the Tilim that we say in the Shir Shalom from Monday, calls Yerushalayim Kiryas Melech Rav. That's the capital city where the big king lives. Rashi had two shot and then I felt in Tilim when it refers to the great king, refers to the Melech HaMashiach, refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Malkus Shel Olam. But Yerushalayim is officially considered, recognized as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, then it gets a certain deal. So this is, it could be like this. True, in the days of Yishuv Benun, Yerushalayim is Lohan Yitzchak, Lishvat, and Aliba Demis, that was for the reason of the Sifrei HaMakom Yishiv Chashem Yikol Shiftech Melosu Meshmer Shem, because that's going to be the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. But years, years later, in the days of David HaMelech, they remembered that Yerushalayim is Lohan Yitzchak, Lishvat. It wasn't a secret. No one charged any rent when it came to Yerushalayim. The Redina became sell and so on. So as Lohan Yitzchak HaShvatim is standing in front of his eyes, he knew it was Lohan Yitzchak HaShvatim. But it could be that he felt it was for a different reason. It could be that the Tom had been forgotten. It could be that the thought of Lohan Yitzchak HaShvatim, like Washington, D.C., doesn't belong to any state, to the Union. The District of Columbia, that wherever the Hiram Lucha is, wherever the capital of the country is, has to be belong to all the Shvatim. Shouldn't belong to any one state. Shouldn't belong to Delaware, and shouldn't belong to whatever the other bordering states are. Maryland, the bordering state. So it belongs to anyone in the state. It belongs to the whole government. It belongs to the whole country. It's in a separate area. So it could be that that was what David HaMelech was mistaken. About those areas that were closer to Yerushalayim, the property is more valuable, and those who live further away, the property is less valuable. But he thought that maybe it's not because of the fact of Aliyah L'Regel, because that's going to be the place where the Beit HaMikdash is. He thought that that was not yet, had not yet been determined. That's going to be determined later. He thought that it was only determined in the days of Yishuv Benun that Yerushalayim was the capital, the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. When there would be a Malchus HaNefcheres, that then Yerushalayim would be the capital. Kozman, they had no Malchus HaNefcheres. So but HaMelech was the Malchus HaNefcheres. So Kozman, they had the Malchus HaNefcheres. So they weren't supposed to use that capital. I don't know. Could be that they forgot. But this is some surface bothered with this. How can they forget this? A lot of stuff for the short, but they don't charge rent there. Mar says in the Gila, you can't charge rent and you can't sell homes there. Where the Shikin Kubetza says in Adav, Habayis Eino Nechlat, not like Rashi, it always has Gula. Shikin says you can't sell at all, because Lenas Chalkla Shkotman is not private property. So maybe that's the reason why. And maybe Al Pidin, Al Ochla Mais Yerushalayim Taka has a double status as the Iram Lucha and as the lower level of Kedusha Tamigdash. It could be that they're not necessarily totally Zebizir. Let's say, to be Moises Al Yer, Al Azores, you have to have a special ceremony. To be Moises Al Azores, the Gemara says in Shavuos, you have to bring I'll call the Mincha, which is only Mechel and the Azor. To be Meisif al Ho'ir, you have to bring a Toidah. Shtei Toidahs Vishi, you have to bring a Korban Toidah, which is only Mechel and Yerushalayim. You have to bring that kind of a Korban that's only Mechel on that spot. So wherever you want to extend Yerushalayim, you bring a Korban Toidah. And the members of the Bez Nazar walk, the Mishnah in Shavuah is described in the first page. They walk with the Korban Toidah at that spot where the border of the area that you're extending exists, where the edge of the border is. So it could be that, let's say, if you add on to Yerushalayim, it could be that if you're not Mekadosh with the Shtei Toidahs, with the Korban Toidah, it won't have Kedushas Yerushalayim in the sense that it won't be considered Miktus HaKedushas HaMikdash, you won't be permitted to eat Kodesh Mekalim there, because it doesn't have this lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, but it could be that even that area is still considered the Iram Lucha. Could be that even that area, Al-Pidin, is a chelik of the old city, Benegir to Hilchas capital, the capital of the Medina, is Yerushalayim. So it could be that not only the old city that has the Kedushas here, Atika, even those parts of the new city, that Al-Pidin, I'm a tourist to the old city in Hilchas here, the Mar has in Ketzad Miabrin, the Masechus Erevin, Dinin, Benegir to Tchum Shabbos, how do I determine what's part of the city, what's not part of the city? Benegir to Tchum Shabbos, and Benegir to Ore Miklot. I'm going to get to Egla Rufa, find the dead bodies. You have to measure to the nearby city. So where is the end of the city? In other words, you have to figure out Al-Pidin, where the city limits are. It doesn't matter what the municipality considers the city limits. How long is Al-Pidin? How close the houses have to be to each other and how far out they extend?
Sean, there's an extra one, the fact that when you consider the Palestinian firm versus Egla Rufa.
Right, that's another din. Some of the Nira also lays on Shushan Purim. That's another din. Even if it's not part of the city limits, still, some of the Nira is another din.
Yeah, but now you may be extending the city limits in places that are further out that may not be considered part of the city, won't be able to read on the 50. Now they'll read on the 40.
Well, there, it depends on yours. I'm covered with crime, I mean, most you should have known. No, I don't know. That extends also. Yours, I'm covered with crime, also extends. Some of that depends historically. Where were the city limits in the days of Yishuv Benun? I don't know. After looking at the post, I don't know. Does that also extend? If the city limits extend, so I say this whole city is called Mutav Chaim Reis Yishuv Benun. I say no. The city that was Mutav Chaim is over here. Now, if you begin, the whole thing is all part of that one city. It's all called. All the reason they give, even if it's not some of Manira. I don't know.
Man. Okay. I mean, those other parts of the Yishuv Benun, which you got a role with them.
I don't know. Everybody in all the extensions of Yerushalayim.
Well, not in the suffering. No, I
don't know. Sometimes you have an Arab, then I'll be doing everything as part of the same city. So some of them, Terchat Chum is not. It's better than Terchat Chum. Now it's part of the same city.
Might have come in when you add on something to the city so it doesn't have the good Mingdash. But it has, so we said you could have a city year, so that could be any year. It might have to be that has been a removal.
Ah, so it could be that the Yisr, that's what he brought up, the Yisr to establish the government offices there in the old city of Yerushalayim would not only apply to the old city that has Kedusha Tamigdash, it might apply to any part of the Yerushalayim that Al-Pidin is part of that city. So if the city limits extend Al-Pidin, then that whole Yerushalayim you're not permitted to establish the government office. That's a shame. It could be that the Yisr and the Rambam, B'Shem Yerushalmi, only apply when you have a Malkus other than Malkus Beis Dov. It could be it doesn't apply when you have a democratic government. That's a different shame. Here the Gemara says a din. All the other dinim of the Al-Faradim, the Gemara has a mock. And this one, Eimalina Bar Tameis, the Gemara just says Gemara. As they had an oral tradition. Now, so is the Adain of Ein Tam Ledova. Ein Tam Ledova. There's no Tam. They didn't give a Tam. The Gemara doesn't give a Tam. What could the Tam be? The Zayin HaTam B'Zoya Pashas Nosa. Didn't know. I don't know what it says in the Zayin, but maybe you can suggest some time. We have a din What do you mean Einu Lina Bar Tamei? She can go back to say there's always a Nisa Bar Tamei. Can you say there is in New York and New Jersey also? What's that the same Lina Bar Tamei Sadin on Yerushalayim? The Shita says, Helinei Lechvodo is Mutter. The Mar says, Sadin, Helinei Lechvodo and Lehavali Aron Tachrichim is Mutter. But from the Pasuk it would appear Kikilas and Kikoloi is not based on Darshina time of the Kro. That's what Achronim is. Kacham Helinei Lechvodo is Mutter. Except it's Darshina time of the Kro. We say the reason for the Yisa Alona Tamei is Mishin Bidoin Amei. Well, whenever it's lechvoda, then it's mutter. Well, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. But Hashina time in the quote. What is it? The Gemara holds that the Yisra Halonis HaMeis realize only applies to Halugi Vezdin. By all other Meisim is only the Rabbanon, so therefore it depends on the Tam. And then the Rabbanon, he said, depends on the Tam, so whenever the Tam doesn't apply, the Yisra doesn't apply. It's very shver. The Rambam seems to pass him. The Lecha Mishnah points out that the two Lushen is 2 days in the Gemara Sanhedrin. But the Halonis HaMeis, Bashan Meis, other than Halugi Vezdin is the right of the Rabbanon. Rambam seems to assume that it's a din deraisa by all meisim. It's not even though the parsha and the chumash and the chumash deram is only written by Harugi Bezin. Rambam seems to pass like that opinion in the Gemara that it extends the natera to all meisim. Each of the yomot, the mitzvah, kovetik brenna by yomahu, the esik, the barium, by yomahu means before the shkia. And the son of Los Alaeis, not to do halonis ameis, not to leave over, even if you can't bury before shkia, or let's say the guy died after shkia, shvai bury him before alois ha-shachar, not to violate halonis ameis. That's how the Rashash points out in Sanhedrin. But the Zmanim of the Yesir and the Lois Tessi are different. The Zmanim of the Yesir is by Yamahu. The Zmanim of the Lois Tessi is the Solon of the Lois HaLois. Halona usually means by Lois HaShach. So the Achraim say, even if one should assume, Chavatel HaShach, I think, points this out. Even if one assumes that the Dinam of Kvur and Halona HaMeis are derived by all Meisim, not when the Dafkit to Harugi Bezdin, nevertheless, here everybody holds Dashi in the time of the Kvur. Because the Pasuk says, he killed us and he killed Tovah. It's Kemat Lefurish in the Pasuk that the reason for the mitzvah of Halon is Ames and Kvur HaBayamahu is Mishun Kvur Ames. So whenever the time is Mefurish Bikron, and whenever the time doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's what the Gemara says, and whenever the Chvodo is Mutra. So that's what the Gemara says, but in Yerushalayim, even the Chvodo is also. That's what the Shita says, Pasuk Shem. And the Rilam is Ames means even the Chvodo, even if it would have been a normal maid somewhere else, it would have been Melan is Ames, Mishun Kvodo, to get more people to attend the funeral, but in Yerushalayim that too is also. Why? We're more machmir in halonis ameis. Why? So one could say one of two possibilities. You could say because Yerushalayim has a lower level of tushas hamigdash, and this is his din of tumas hamigdash. You're not permitted to bring tumah into the base hamigdash. If there is tumah in the base hamigdash, you have to get rid of it fast. The Gemara says in Saito, and in the event that the Saito starts to choke over her drink and it looks like she's going to drop dead, so you say, get her out of the base hamigdash fast. And you know that she shouldn't drop dead and didn't tell me everything in the base hamigdash. Or if anybody faints in the base hamigdash, you got to get an outfit to make sure that they don't die in the base hamigdash. You have to take out tumas. So if the whole of Yerushalayim has a lower level of kedusha hamigdash for harai that yit kochim kalim there, the base hamigdash has kedusha. Then harabayis has a lower level of kedusha hamigdash. Then the whole of Yerushalayim has a lower level of kedusha hamigdash. So it could be that that's the Gerer Adin, because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. So therefore we're more makbid on Halonis HaMeis, but even the Chvod was also awesome. You have to get rid of the Tumah. It's not only because of Chvod HaMeis, of Yizayin HaMeis. It's a separate din of Tumah HaMikdash. Or one could say a little differently. Then in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban points out on Chumash, in Eretz Yisrael there's a special din of Halonis HaMeis even by Meis HaYakum. The Chutzlor is the mitzvah of Kura only applies to Meis HaYisrael. Because the Pasuk says, Tikilas Elokim Tolos. Why does Tikilas Elokim Tolos? The Bnei Yisrael are Bonim Lamokon. It doesn't depend on Selam Elokim. The Yom Selam also had Selam Elokim. The Ramban is Masig and Rashi Chumash. Rashi Chumash writes, everybody is created with Selam Elokim. The Ramban Chumash writes, so then the Mitzvah Kuru should apply to Nochem as well. It's Mucha Chamin Gemara the same. It says in Yeridei. The Mitzvah Kuru is only on Meisei Yisrael. On Meisei Yachm, there's no Mitzvah Kuru. If you'd have a Mitzvah Kuru on Meisei Yachm, you can never go to any medical school. No one can go to any medical school. They work on dead bodies. How can you work on a dead body if you have a mitzvah skvur? You have an essay to bury in a way, you have to leave it around. So it must be that there were Meisei Yakim that they work on in the medical school. Meisei Yakim is no mitzvah skvur. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban, it's a why. Why is that? Because Kikilis and Lekim Tom, only applies to Bnei Yisrael, because we were created as Barim Mamok. So we're Barim Mamok, so that's special time. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara said, the Ramban quote, the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua says that they buried the Laman Aleph and Lochem, whom they hung up on the, whom they killed. They buried them on the same day to be mekayim the mitzvah that it says in the Chumash to bury on the same day. So why is that? That they were nochrim. And the Ramban answered, the mitzvah only applies to the Bnei Yisrael. So he says, no. And Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, v'lo yisatamei esad moscha. But not only is there a mitzvah kvura on the Jews, there's a separate din of v'lo yisatamei esad moscha that applies even to nochrim. That's the problem. How can you have any medical schools in Eretz Yisrael? Forget about the Brigham Young University. How can you have any Hebrew university? How can you have any medical school? You have to work on dead bodies.
Some sort of control method. In other words, if you don't have any doctors, people get sick.
They
can
go to
the school
for it. Right. We don't consider that a suffix before. Then we would work on Jewish bodies also. So the answer is no.
Well,
the prayer. You
can minimize.
Huh? Three times. Go to chutzpah. Go to chutzpah. Let the non-Kohanim become doctors of chutzpah.
And isn't there a focus with regard to Kedusha to Yerushalayim, whether it was Yerida from Kedusha from Mizbeach or Aliyah from the Kedusha to the other cities?
Right. So we assume that it has both. We assume it has a lower level of Kedusha on the Kedusha and it has a higher level of Kedusha Sahara.
Yeah, but where, from which side is it coming from?
Both. That's true. When you get to some Dinim, it's the capital of the Dinim Yisroel. So that's a higher level of Kedusha Sahara. And Midah Gisah has a lower level of Kedusha Sahara. It has two aspects. So one could say over here, Rabbi Chalapa's father is going to go ahead and say about this. How are you allowed to have medical schools in Eretz Yisrael? What happened to the Din of Halonis Meitei Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban, the Pasuk in Yeshua. The Meisei Yaakov Atunim Kvure by Yom Ahu in Eretz Yisrael. And it says, to fulfill the Pasuk that's written in Chumash, L'kayim Dibei Teres Moshe. So here one could give one or two pshat from him. Elina by Sameis, he could say because it has a higher level of Kedusha Sa'ari. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Radinam of Halonis Ameis. So even Lechvod, it would also be also here, Halonis Ameis. Well, one could say, no, it's a lower level of Kedusha Ha'amigdus, what's an Afkamina? So it could be L'chap an Afkamina here, then again, to the principle of God and Aliyah, Islam is Katshon. The Gemara says in Pesachim, that when Bnei Yisrael came to eat, they called Pesach. And Yerushalayim, so they had to eat, everybody had to eat on the ground level. No one could eat on the second floor, because God and Aliyah, Islam is Katshon. The Kedusha Yerushalayim is only on the ground. In fact, the Gemara says there wasn't enough room for everybody to eat on the ground floor at one time. So they had to eat in shifts. So the first shift would gobble down their carbon Pesach and run to the roof and say the second half of the Seder on the roof. They would say the Hallel on the roof. They would be singing Hallel, dancing, and sing the Hallel on the roof, as the second shift would be eating on the ground. That's what the Gemara writes of Lashon Kezeisa Pitzka V'Halel Apaka Igro. They would gobble down their Kezeisa of the carbon Pesach, and then the singing of the Hallel on the roof would break the roof, because there would be so much singing and dancing on the roof, they would have the feeling as if the roof was going to collapse. Halela Paka Igra, as if the Igra, as if the roof was ready to break because of the Hallel. In fact, the Balamor has a pshat, says, Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach HaPikayim, and he says that you're not permitted to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, was because the Mana Mishnah, they used to eat the Korban Pesach and run. They had to go clear the place out in order that the next ship should be able to eat. So if you're going to run to some other place, and then everybody will allow them to eat, so they may forget that they have to say the Hallel, they may forget to say the end of the Seder. Because they went away from the place where they ate the Korban Pesach. So we say, Kadesh Yehei Tam Pesach with Thiv, you should have the flavor of the Korban, the broiled meat. The burnt broiled meat should be in his tongue, on his tongue. He should remember that he finished eating the Korban Pesach, but he has to say the end of the Hallel. What the Balamar says, what if he already finished the whole Agorah? He's saying the whole Chad Gal Yerim. Then what is the Hashash? What's wrong if he's going to eat, what will he forget to say? He said everything in it. Then he says you can eat all you want. That's what the Balamar's opinion is. You can eat all you want if you finish the Agorah. Means if you didn't finish the Haggadah yet, then you have to have Tam Pesach with these to remember that you have to say the rest of the Haggadah. A unique sheet, almost always unique, a unique sheet. So this is a Gemara in Pesachim that Gagam Aliyah is learned as Kasha. So the Tosfos in Makkos has a Kasha. In the third parak in Makkos, in Elohim Aloikin, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim. Eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim, you violate Allah, you like. So the Gemara also says about the possibility of eating Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim sitting on a tree. Gemara talks about sitting on top of the tree, shutting off the Basar Ikar, or not. The roots of the tree are chutz Yerushalayim, and then the tree leads into Yerushalayim, or the reverse, the roots of the tree are in Yerushalayim, and the branches of the tree bend out of the fence, out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Where can you eat the Ma'aseh Sheni there now? The place is there, is bothered with Akasha. How can you eat Ma'aseh Sheni on top of the branches of the tree? If God and Ali is alone in Akasha. Just like you can only eat karbonis on the ground level, you should only be able to eat Ma'aseh Sheni on the ground. That's basic. Basic is to you.
Do you have a mausoleum in
Eretz Yisrael? Mausoleum for non-Jews? Or for Jews?
Either
one. Same Shavuot book, but you can have a mausoleum. The mitzvah Kvura Menatar requires Kvura B'Karka. Mausoleum is usually not Kvura B'Karka. Usually bury above the Karka.
Right, but what comes back to the temple?
Should have the tumor covered up the side. You allow the other people in the car to have the cemetery
here.
It was the town is only avoided while burying the town. The Gemara says it's covered. I think that the hint of the passage just says that the Eretz Yisrael applies even to Malchus, but it doesn't mean that it's done in a different way.
I don't think so.
So on that basis, Kasha, the Ritva has a Teretz. He says that there are two dinim and kedushas Yerushalayim. When he gets achilas kachim kalim, we say gagam alayim is born as kachim. When he gets achilas ma'aseh sheni, we say the gagam alayim is born as kachim. What are the two levels of kedushas Yerushalayim? It could be that these are the two inyanim that he's referring to. That for the purposes of eating ma'aseh kachim kalim in Yerushalayim, you have to have Yerushalayim that has a lower level of kedushas hamikdash. So that the Gemara says that gagam alayim is born as kachim, only on the ground level. For the purpose of eating ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim. Perhaps the Ritva was of the opinion that you don't have to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Mikra Din in the Beis Hamikdash. And Sheni has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Halacha is, you have to eat it, Havas Makom, you have to eat it, and in Yerushalayim, which has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that for that, it's sufficient the fact that Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha Torah. So you don't need that Yerushalayim should have the lower level of Kedusha Hamikdash. If it has a higher level of Kedusha Torah, that would be sufficient. So perhaps that's what the Ritva was driving at. That God Marius word is Kachu with respect to that in the Kedushas Yerushalayim. Only one is Kachu with respect to the lower level of Kedushas Hamikdash. He would be a Shaila Aloch HaLamayis. Let's say somebody dies in Yerushalayim and they want to be mailed in the maze upstairs on the second floor, and they're going to take him out by helicopter over the wall. They're not going to take him down tomorrow morning on the ground level and take him out through the door. They're going to take him above. So it's going to be always God Marius. Maybe if it's possible to take the person out by airplane, maybe it's not permissible to take them down to the ground level. Maybe that would be a violation of any meaning of our mace. You're not permitted to take a mace into Yerushalayim. Once the mace left Yerushalayim, no, they'll take him back here. And maybe over here, if you take Gagam Ali's way as Kach, you can't take him down to the ground level. He died close to Yerushalayim. He died on the Gagar on the Aliyah. Maybe. This would be a Shiloh. If one should assume that Eimalinim Boris Ameis is because of Kedushas Hamikdash, the lower level of Kedushas Hamikdash, and maybe Gag Malin is Lenis Kachu, so you wouldn't be allowed to take the maze down?
Two people carrying it?
No, it means that if you have a floor that's Matsi, there's no problem. Let's say, you have to have a stationary floor that's Masri. Car is not stationary. You have to have a Gaga and Aliyah that's Masri. That would be the shalat. If you take out a helicopter also, it wouldn't really help. Unless you have a Pistadova Masri there. If you have something near the end of the city, some kind of a structure near the end of the city where you can say that the Kedusha from the Shrine is only on a lower level, and it doesn't go past the Gaga or the Aliyah. Then I can say that if you keep them upstairs.
It's just, since someone doesn't have to go out and bury them, you're allowed to bring them to Shalayim. But the only other choice they have is to leave them upstairs and never bury them.
No, if you can go only through Gagin and Aliyahs, if you have Gagin or Aliyahs that are contiguous to each other.
If
you don't, you have no graves, and then it's not going to make any difference. So they take them in a helicopter, you take them down to the ground. But if there is, there are Gag and Aliyahs that are contiguous, and you can take the guy out above, and then maybe you would be muta to be made in a neighbor. Possibly. I wanted to talk about the places about Chela. Well, you got Maram Chazen about Chela. that the Hatzalotim Shilamit Ben Al-Khafat Yivan is the Minami in Tosfos. We make him a label. Or I'd like to start the next person. I'd like to write the Karav also.